The National Party will be hoping to reach new heights with newly appointed leader Christopher Luxon. The political newbie and former Air New Zealand CEO was elected earlier today with Nicola Willis, his deputy. It comes after a tumultuous week for the National Party, with Judith Collins booted from the leadership after she stripped Simon Bridges of his portfolios over inappropriate comments made several years ago. Bridges then threw his hat back in the ring for leadership but chucked it out earlier today, clearing the runway for Luxon. Kate Gregan reports.
My parents and my wife call me Christopher. My brothers and my friends call me Chris. And a lot of other people call me CML. And I'm sure many of you will call me lots of other names.
Christopher Luxon. Chris. Christopher Mark Luxon. Call him what you want. In the end, today was a one-horse race. No other MP has ever become the leader of a major political party so quickly. But today, former Air New Zealand boss Christopher Luxon became National's sixth leader in 6 years. The corporate highflyer joined Parliament only last year after winning the safe Botany seat. And this afternoon, he said that would work to his advantage.
Now, I guess much has been made of my relative newness to Parliament, but to be honest, I see it as an advantage. I bring a fresh set of eyes, and what I see is that this place and this country needs a real shake-up. Nicola and I are fresh faces for a revitalised National Party. We are the reset. Today, we are drawing a line under the events of the last 4 years, and we are putting them behind us. And I want to say to all New Zealanders, if you're one of the 413,000 voters who moved away from us, my message to you is very simple. National is back.
Standing beside Mr Luxon, Wellington-based MP and mother of four, Nicola Willis, his freshly elected deputy.
I am someone with a hard head but a soft heart, and I'm someone who wants to work with this man to make this country a much better place for all of us.
Mr Luxon and Ms Willis hope to steer the party through the turbulence of the past week that saw Judith Collins turfed from the job and then former leader Simon Bridges attempting a comeback. He pulled out of the race before the National Caucus met this afternoon. Mr Luxon has spoken out against euthanasia, abortion and legalising recreational cannabis. He said his Christian faith and politics should be kept separate.
My faith has been often misrepresented and portrayed very negatively. And what I can tell you about is that my faith is actually something that has grounded me. It's given me context and put me into context something bigger than myself. But I want to be very clear. We have separation between politics and faith. People shouldn't be selecting an MP because of their faith, and they shouldn't not be selecting an MP because of their faith. It's important that everyone understands I am here to represent all New Zealanders, not just people of one faith or one interest. And that's no different from any other MP or leader that's in this Parliament as well.
Mr Luxon says former leaders, including Judith Collins, Simon Bridges and Todd Muller, would all play important roles in the new caucus, and portfolios would be decided over the coming days.
And a lot of you getting in touch about the new leadership team. This listener says, National needs to attract the centre voters like me who will vote for either left or right, not the hard right. And Mike's got in touch to say the Nats new hope, their very own Jesus Christ superstar. Well, they got the right person, but why or why did they give it the wrong job, says Jim. And this one says, Chris Luxon handled the press conference well. His best line was that politics isn't House of Cards. It's a team sport. Hope he can deliver the functioning opposition that New Zealand needs.